Summer sunshine might be the order of the day, but the battle for supremacy in the cloud is heating up among vendors. The latest move comes from Microsoft, which this week released a cloud version of its popular Office application suite. That puts the company in direct competition with Google. Joining us with the particulars on Microsoft 365 is the Chief Technology Officer for Microsoft Federal, Susie Adams. Ms. Adams, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
So, give us the big story here. How does all this work for agencies? What happens when you use Microsoft 365?
So Office 365 is our latest release of our cloud-based services for Exchange, SharePoint, and what used to be Office Communication Server, which is really our product called Link. And Link is a combination of Office Communication Server and our live meeting capabilities all offered in our cloud. We have two different flavors of the cloud that most federal customers are looking at today. That's Office 365, which is our multi-tenant version. And that is based on our 2010 suite of products. So our older versions were called BPOS, Business Productivity Online Suite. And that was based mainly on our 2007 suite of products hosted in the cloud. Now we've upgraded those to our 2010 products. And we also have a dedicated model, which is a dedicated rack of servers with dedicated network connections back to government agencies. And that is now called Office 365 with ITAR support. Federal customers today can purchase those piecemeal. They can buy the individual services themselves, or they can add those services to their enterprise agreements that they already have and own.
So are the resellers going to have a role in supplying it to federal users? What are the logistics? How is this going to happen?
They'll purchase exactly the way they purchase today, and that is through our reseller channel. We're trying to make it as simple and easy to do. The model really hasn't changed, except for it's more of a consumption-based model. So you're paying on a per-user, per-month basis for the services.
Yeah, because when you buy a copy of Office, you know, it comes in a box, and there's a disk in the box, or maybe the agency sends you the download. You pay, you know, whatever it is, $100, $200, $300, depending on the version you have. How does it work in the cloud if I want to use the suite every day, and I'm going to log on, and I guess there's a web browser, then that's how I get to it. How does that work payment-wise?
Well, so I guess fundamentally we actually believe that people will want choice. They'll want to be able to use the thick client versions of the Office suite of products, so Word, PowerPoint, Excel, OneNote, Link, be able to use those products in a disconnected state. They'll also want browser-based versions, which is what we're offering in the cloud. And so we have what we call our Office web applications, which is the browser-based versions of Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and OneNote. And we also have a Link browser client for meeting, one-to-many meeting capabilities and one-to-one meeting capabilities. And so what we're really doing here is offering people a choice. So they can use the web clients or the thick clients. And when they purchase these, they'll pay for the services in the cloud on a per-user, per-month basis. We've also added a subscription-based capability for the thick clients, so for Office Professional Plus. And so when you kind of net this out, you can buy the perpetual rights to the thick client Office as you've always done on your enterprise agreements, or you can buy subscription-based licensing to the cloud services and to the thick client services, which is something new that we've introduced with Office 365.
What are some of the privacy safeguards, the records retention safeguards that are built into the system that can reassure people who maybe feel a little hinky about using cloud suites?
Yes, that does seem to be the number one question that we get asked by not only our federal customers but our commercial customers. And when we talk about privacy and security, we look at this and take this very seriously in our cloud-based services. From a security perspective, we're ISO 27001 certified. Our data centers are FISMA certified. But more from a trust, I think the privacy and trust perspective is also key here. And so we have very strict privacy policies that are put in place. For example, we have least privileged access to all of the systems at the data center level. Everything is accessed via biometrics. We have strict policies and procedures in place for the people maintaining the systems on what data they can and can't access. For example, an administrator can't go in and open a user's mailbox. Right? They would have to have a request from a customer to do so, for example, from a help ticket. And so we've documented all these in service level agreements that we work with our customers when they purchase the service, explain that to them, and it's actually a binding contract between the customer and Microsoft. And our goal here really is to be extremely transparent about how we manage our processes, the privacy and security policies that are in place, so that customers do feel that they can trust Microsoft with their data and that they feel that the safeguards we put in place are adequate and meet their needs.
We're speaking with Susie Adams, the Chief Technology Officer for Microsoft Federal. Now, a lot of people and agencies like this cloud online application idea because it supports teleworking and remote working and working around the clock if you want. And that means you might not be lugging around a PC. So does this work with the common and popular mobile devices that are not computers?
Absolutely. And so with the consumer, you know, this really goes to the consumerization IT and everybody really just wanting to bring their own devices. And I know this is actually a pretty big challenge for agencies today when they have non-domain joined, you know, devices. It could be an iPad, you know, any of the devices that are popping out today. They seem to be coming out, you know, on a weekly basis. And end users want to use these. So whether it's their phone, an iPhone, an Android, a BlackBerry, they want to use an iPad, any of the Windows devices, Mac devices. And so what we've done in our Office 365 suite is with our browser-based applications is enabled them on all those standard browsers so they can have access via, you know, IE7 and later, Firefox, Safari, Chrome, so they can have this anytime, anywhere access to their Office applications and to their Office documents when and where they need it, anytime they need it via the Internet.
And support, how does that work?
It's 24/7 support. We offer both that's phone support and online support, and that comes with the service. That's part of the service.